Blog Talk Radio.
Just in case the wind
amen, amen. God did it. That's who did it. Glory to God. Anything that needs to be done in our lives, the God that we serve, amen, can do anything but fail. First of all, I'd like to say I'm so sorry for the technical difficulties, but we know in anything, glory to God, that we'll go about, sometimes we're going to have technical difficulties, but nevertheless, glory to God, there is a rich word in the house. But before the word comes forth, we're going to listen to Yolanda Adams. The battle is not ours, but it's always the Lord. So many times, glory to God, why fight when you don't have to? The battle is never ours. It is the Lord. Right after, glory to God, the unique woman of God song, the battle is not ours, but the Lord, then will come the rich, powerful word of God. Stay tuned. Amen. Glory to God. We thank you, praise God, amen, for that song of ministry, that the battle is not ours, but it is the Lord. No matter what we go through in this life, we never have to fight or wrestle because God got it. Amen. Glory to God. Now tonight, amen, our word is coming from the book of 2 Corinthians, the 5th chapter and only the 7th verse. That's the book of 2 Corinthians, the 5th chapter, only the 7th verse. Tonight we will be talking about I want to and I'm going to is just like being stuck in quicksand. Glory to God, that means you ain't going forward, neither backward. You're just standing in one spot. And how many know, glory to God, you can say those two sentences your whole life and never move forward. But tonight, amen, glory to God, we want to learn. See, in this life, it's a learning process. None of us know it all. I don't care what kind of title we may have on our name, none of us have mastered it all. But two things we need to delete from our vocabulary is I want to and I'm going to. Because as long as you say that, it's just like you being stuck in quicksand. And we all know, amen, we may never been in quicksand, but just for the look of it, it looked like, glory to God, it's a very, amen, scary situation. Amen, because at any time it could smother you to death. And that's what saying I want to and I'm going to do, it smothers, glory to God, your blessings, amen, when you're supposed to be walking. And the word of God says only in 2 Corinthians 5 and 7, it says, for we walk by faith and not by sight. Whenever that writer put the word walk in there, we all know walk is like a verb. It's action behind walking. Walking means that you're moving forward. You're moving to. But if you still saying I want to and I'm going to, you're not walking. You're not moving. You're just standing still. And glory to God, as God began to reveal, he said, my people is in the same spot year after year after year, repeating the same words, and nothing they say that they're going to do that they do, nothing that they say they want to do that they do, nothing ever manifests for them because they're in spiritual quicksand. And tonight, amen, we want this word to bring us out of quicksand spiritually. Glory to God, and let's start moving towards the blessing. The word of God said God sent Moses down into Egypt, glory to God, to bring the people to a land that floweth with milk and honey. But because the people wanted to and kept saying, I'm going to, they got stuck in the wilderness and end up dying in the wilderness. I don't know about you, but you know we got this all saying, amen, glory to God, amen, when I get over yonder. But how many know God wants you to enjoy your life before you get over yonder? Because let me tell you something, when you go to that prepared place, it ain't going to be no benefit there. We're going to be all being spiritual bodies, and it's going to be worship. But he planted the earth. Amen, glory to God, for you to enjoy the things, amen, that is God sent upon this earth. He wants you to have it. It's time out for the Canaanites, the Jebusites, and all the mites enjoying your promised land, all because you won't walk, all because you're stiff and you're afraid to move forward. And we all know what happened to the children of Israel. What was 11 days' journey turned to 40 years of nothing but wandering, but I want to. Glory to God. They made it out of Egypt, but they never got to the promised land that floweth with milk and honey. And some of us think the promised land is when we die. The devil is a liar. The promised land is the earth. The Bible said the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. And if you're not enjoying the land that flows with milk and honey, it's because you don't want to walk. You want to, you say you're going to, but you never get to your destination because it requires us to walk. We can say we got faith all day long, but if we never walk into our blessing, into our breakthrough, then we're not going to get it. We can stand up year after year and say, I want that bad BMW. Well, you can just ruin it, honey, because you're not getting it because you're not walking towards it. Glory to God. You can say, I'm going to get all you want to, and you never walk towards it, then you're not going to get it. Then the next year, you'll be with the same testimony. I want to, I'm going to. God wants us to delete these words from our vocabulary. Glory to God, because we're not getting anywhere. We're stuck in quicksand spiritually. And when we end up, we be to an old age, and then we still in the I want to, and I'm going to. Somebody right now is in their spirit to go forth and get another house. But because they're still saying, I want to, I'm going to, they've been stuck there with that same two sinners, glory to God, for 10 years, and they haven't got the house yet. Something wrong with that. I want to. I'm going to get a better job. That ain't going to be no good till you walk and get that better job. If I say, no matter how hard it gets, how many know you walk right on into your blessing? Because whatever for you is for you, and ain't no devil in hell will be able to block what God has for you. But he requires you to walk. Now, let me teach you about faith. Faith is confidence in what we hope for and the assurance about what we do not see. Even though we don't see it, oh, you best believe we got the assurance that if God said that he will supply our every need, we need to have the assurance that we're going to get it. If God promises, let me tell you something, it's trillions of promises in the Word of God, and we haven't got half of them yet because we still in that I want to, I'm going to stage. And the Canaanites, all of them ungodly people, getting our stuff. You know why? Because the Word of God said, I will rain on the just and the unjust, just alike. And you know what the unjust do? Whatever they see that they want, they walk and get it. Glory to God. Amen. But the land that floweth with milk and honey belongs to the people of God. God wants you riding the death. He wants you living in the death. Come on. He wants you wearing the death. He wants you smelling the death. But the Canaanites and all of those other mites are eating up our stuff. And I heard the word of God said that when Joshua sent out spies throughout the land to spy out the promised land, the people come back with a bad report. And the report was, and my God, the grapes there are huge, big clusters of grapes, and the land is flowing with milk and honey, but to us, the people are giants, and we are like puffer grapes. The devil is a liar. If it don't belong to the Canaanites, and the Zebulites and all of the other mites, we need to be going in, invading our territory. But we are afraid to because something look more advanced than us. I don't care how many degrees a person got. Glory to God. If you want that job, go for it. Quit saying I want to, I'm going to. Because I know many people that got high-paying jobs and don't have not now degrees. And some of us go around, bust our brains out for degrees, glory to God, and then still can't find a job or get what we need, glory to God. Because, see, it's not all about in your degrees. It's about the favor of God. How many know nobody can stop the favor of God? Don't lessen yourself, glory to God, when you know that you have the ability to do something. There are many people with degrees, but they are not gifted to do what they got the degree in. Oh, the devil is a liar. Gifts come from God. Amen. Your degree comes from some university or so, but the gift comes with God. You can have the degree and don't have the gift. I know many teachers have a degree in teaching, but don't know how to teach a lick. So don't get caught up on, I would go after this job. I really want to. Amen. But she got a master's. She got a bachelor. I don't care what she got. I don't care what he got. If the favor of God is upon your life, what's for you is for you. I heard a young man's testimony. He said, I got a job that you're supposed to have a degree. He said, I don't even have but a diploma. But yet I got this job. The devil is a liar. Favor. When favor is upon your life, you can ask what you will and it shall be done. But you got to remove the words I want to and I'm going to from your vocabulary. Because if you don't, you just like you in spiritual quicksand. And some of us really know that we're in spiritual quicksand because we've been saying those words for a lifetime and nothing never manifests for us. But I hear the Spirit of the Lord say, move forward. This is your season. Delete those words and start walking. Sometimes I've learned when you get ready to move to your next level, it's best to be quiet. It's best not to say anything. It's best not to say, I want to, I'm going to. It's best to be quiet and just do it. Glory to God. We got to learn to become doers. We cannot continue talking and we never do nothing. The Bible said, be slow to speak and quick to hear. When you know anything, you done grabbed it. You know why? Because you didn't say those words. Matter of fact, you didn't say anything. You just walked and got it. Don't tell nobody you're going on the call out to get no comp. Amen. Glory to God. When they look, you be driving it. Don't tell nobody you're going to get that two-story home. When they look, you're moving your furniture in it. Some things is best left unsaid. Look at Joseph. Joseph was a mighty man of God, but when he told his vision, his brothers threw him in the pit. Some things is best left unsaid, especially when you got something in your heart that you know that you need to be going after. Because let me tell you something. When you begin to disperse your vision, then you got enemies that, glory to God, are jealous of you. They'll begin to speak negativity over the situation, and when you look, you're still in the same spot. Matter of fact, they done gone and got your blessing, what's supposed to be to you, all because you told your vision. Some visions are not to be told. Some testimonies is not to be told. I know we overcome by the words of our testimony, glory to God, but sometimes it's best to be quiet, and when they look, you done end your breakthrough. You done end your blessing, and you're able to tell them, I don't stop saying I want to. I'm going to. I have done it. Glory to God. Amen. We thank you, praise God. We don't want to bore you. We just want to drop that season word into your spirit to delete those words. I want to and I'm going to because you're getting absolutely no way. And when you hear somebody else say it, say, no. I've been taught. I'm going to delete those two words. And I'm going to rephrase that, or better yet, I'm not going to say anything. When you look, I'm going to be undone what I got in my heart to do. David said, thy word have I hid in my heart, that I may not sin against you. In other words, David said, I ain't got to speak a word just because I know it's in my heart, I'm not going to do it. Whatever you vision in your heart, you ain't got to tell a soul. When they know anything, you done produced it. Glory to God. You done multiplied whatever you said that you was going to do. We are in a season. It's time to stop talking so much. It's time to start walking. It's time out for looking over at the Canaanites, the ungodly people, riding away with all our blessings. And you know what? Faith works for them too, because they walk. If they ever visualize something in their heart, they're going to walk after it. And they ain't going to let nothing stop them. When you know anything, they got it. I heard the word of God said that the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the generous people. But because we won't walk and we still stuck in spiritual quicksand, we haven't got what belongs to us. Not after tonight. The devil is a liar. The word will not go out void. Somebody might be listening by phone or by computer. You've got this word, and I just believe within my soul and within my heart that you are going to produce that which you envision. And when they look on you, they're going to see the favor of God. And remember, the valor isn't yours. It's the Lord. And remember, it's working in your favor. Glory to God. I thank you, praise God. I bring you greetings from Dr. Loretta Ellison Jones Ministries in the city of Sardis, Georgia. We thank you, praise God. Amen. For being able to bring forth a rhema word of God to bless the people of God. Not about form, not about fashion, not about getting pats on the back, but to deliver a word that will bring God's people to the level that they need to be. Glory to God. And we thank you, praise God. Amen. Now at this time, we're going to listen to Work in My Favor. Let this word work in your favor. Now, glory to God, the broadcast will continue on with worship. Amen. We got like 24 minutes still left on this broadcast. So you'll be hearing worship songs, inspiration. So if you got the word, amen, and you don't choose to listen any further, that's okay, because you don't got the most important part, which is the rich word of God. But if you choose to stay on, amen, for the next 24 minutes and listen to the worship song, feel free. Glory to God. At the end, almost to the ending part, I'm going to come back and dismiss. I've never been a long-winded speaker because I know my homiletics. Glory to God. I thank God for you tuning in, whether it's by computer or whether it's by phone. I love you. Be blessed. And remember that God is working, yes, he is, in your favor. Quit saying, I want to, I'm going to, because you are in spiritual quicksand and you need to come out. No more, I want to, I'm going to, start doing it. Because the word them told in 2 Corinthians 5 and 7, for we walk, it said walk, not stand still, walk by faith and not by sight. A lot of things you're not going to be able to see, but start walking. If God done showed you that house, walk towards it. If he done showed you that brand new BMW, walk towards it. Because it will surely come to pass. Amen, glory to God. But you got to do some walking. Whatever God put in your spirit, do so. He done showed you a new job, walk. Walk by faith and not by sight. Quit saying, I want to, I'm going to. Because you are just like you in spiritual quicksand. God is working in your favor. God bless you. Be back in approximately at the end and the conclusion of this broadcast, maybe about 3 minutes before the broadcast ends, which it will end in 22 minutes. Glory to God. I will come back for dismissal. But I love you. I thank God for you tuning in, getting that rich word. If some just logged on, I like to say we have finished the word of God. We have come from 2 Corinthians 5 and the 7th verse, talking about walking by faith and not by sight, believing the words I want to and I'm going to, because you're going absolutely nowhere. But for the next minutes or so, amen, you're going to hear worship. Amen, for the word that you already received. And with at the end, about 3 minutes, I'm going to come back for dismissal. God bless you. Love you much now. God bless now.
Sometimes discouraged, but not defeated. Cast down, but not destroyed. There are times I don't understand, but I believe it's turning around for me. I've had struggles and disappointment. There are times I felt so alone. Some of my friends say, let me down, but I still believe it's turning around for me, around for me,
around for me, around for me,
it's turning around. See the breaking.
I can see the breaking of day.
God is
making a way. Change is coming for me.
If I stay strong.
If I stand strong and believe.
There's no reason to doubt.
Reason to doubt.
I know he's working
it out.
And it's turning around. The good news. It won't always be like this. The Lord will perfect that concerning me. And sooner or later, turn in my favor.
Oh, man.
much more I can take. See, I decided.
That's the way.
God knows.
gonna testify, make it crystal clear. See, I've been picked out to be picked on. Talked about out my friend's mouth. I've been beat down till he turned my life around. Seems like I always fall short of being worthy. I ain't good enough, but he still loves me. I ain't no superstar. The spotlight ain't shining on me. I ain't good enough, but he still loves me.
I used to wake up some days and wish I'd stayed asleep. Cause I went to bed on top of the world. Today the world's on top of me. Now everybody's got opinions. They ain't been in my position. That it breaks my heart when I hear what they have to say about me.
What they say about you?
Constant friend is know He watches over me. And I know He watches me. I sing because I'm happy. I sing because I know.
Amen. Glory to God. You have been listening to Dr. Loretta Ellison Jones Ministries in the city of Charlotte, Georgia. Glory to God. And I bring you greetings from the Gospel Explosion Outreach Ministries in the city of Charlotte, Georgia, where the pastor is none other than Bishop Willie Jones, Jr. I'd like to invite everyone, amen, that doesn't have anything to do on Sunday, if the Lord's will, at the hour of 4:30, to our Family and Friends Day at Gospel Explosion Ministries, and our guest speaker will be Elder Henry Fryson out of Porter, Georgia, and the End Time Ministry Church family. Amen. Again, we thank you for logging on, whether it was by computer or whether it by phone. We bless you. We love you dearly. And please look forward to hearing Dr. Loretta Ellison Jones Ministries again by keeping up with it on Facebook. Amen. Where the link and the phone number will be posted again. We love you. Continue to pray for Dr. Jones Ministries. God bless you. Have a blessed night. God bless you now.